This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Paris has already banned the most polluting cars and turned parts of a Riverside Expressway into a leisure zone. From Paris, John Lawrenson has what's happening next.
Paris, its accordions, its traffic pollution. Now, one of the oldest parts of the city, the Marais, is about to become a pedestrian zone. City officials just finished building a mega cycle lane here at the entrance to the tangle of narrow medieval streets. Only emergency service, delivery and local residence vehicles will be allowed in. The mayor of the Marais district is Christophe Girard.
With the extension of tourism and the booming of visitors, if you don't change the way you go through the city, I mean, we will die. Because we cannot breathe, we cannot just walk. It's just impossible.
In addition to the pedestrian zones, there'll be traffic-free children's streets, a speed limit of about 12 miles an hour near parks, wider landscaped sidewalks, and a narrower highway into town. Parisians like Kylian Martin and Clotilde Regnier are in favour.
There are too many cars in this town. Less cars are here, more than the city is beautiful, I think.
The fewer the cars, the more beautiful the city.
Yes.
We need to have more pedestrian areas in Paris, yes, because of the noise, because of the pollution.
Some stores are concerned that this will hurt business. Out-of-towners are sceptical too. Pierre Chasseret is managing director of the lobby group 40 Million Drivers.
People who live in the burbs are being pushed out of the city. These people need their cars to get in and out of Paris, especially at night. So they are no longer coming into town to go to a restaurant, a play or a concert.
But Paris is on a clear course to move beyond the age of the private car. In Paris, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.